We're here on KS95 as we get ready for tonight's showdown between ACGC and CAM. It's our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show, talking with Lance Kading, head coach for ACGC boys basketball. And coach, how do you feel about your Chargers coming into tonight's showdown against the Cougars?
I feel good. You know, we got last 2 weeks of the season's kind of a brutal stretch with us with our scheduling. We had some tough games, but you know, outside of the result, I like playing that level of competition going into the postseason, just so kind of have a barometer of how hard and how physical it's going to be. And I think, you know, you always like to win those games, but just having the experience, I think, is worth a lot for us.
Yeah, you ran the gauntlet on schedules here recently. Coon Rapids, Baird, Madrid, and Underwood all are, I think, number one seeds pretty much. The last time you played CAM, I mean, obviously things went your way. They're probably going to, you know, come at you a little bit more this time. What are you expecting, and how do you have to deal with the Cougars?
Yeah, you know, that game was interesting. It was, you know, got a, I think, up six or seven in the first quarter, and then I think we won the third quarter by nine. But other than that, it was pretty even up. So I know we made, I can't remember for sure, around, I think we made 9 or 10 threes on the game, and they had 25 turnovers. So, you know, you don't anticipate necessarily either of those things repeating themselves. So, you know, they're a solid team, and you know, Colin Bauer's given us trouble for the last handful of years. He's a solid player, double-double guy. And then the Hogeson kid has got good size, and, you know, they got some other pieces that are – can be matchup problems for us if we don't approach it the right way. So, you know, just trying to put the right defensive game plan together and you know, try to compete to win every possession.
If they do go inside, if they do get into the paint, what do you do to try and prevent that?
Well, you know, ideally with our zone, we have enough ball pressure that makes it difficult to get a clean pass in there. At least gives us time to have help be there when the pass arrives. You know, if we don't get enough ball pressure, or if we're late with the help, you know, things can get troublesome at times. But, you know, just being willing to, you know, change up defenses and try to take away whatever they might find that's working at the time. So, you know, but really just a lot of ball pressure and a lot of pressure overall. Try to make them make rush decisions, and then, you know, try to force some turnovers like we did last time and get out in transition.
And how has your shooting been, especially from the outside here lately?
It's been better overall. We still, you know, not totally consistent, but I feel like we're in a little better place than we have been in stretches during the season. So in the last couple of years, for whatever reason, in the first couple three rounds of the playoffs, we've shot the ball really well, so I hope that continues this year.
Yeah, I mean, especially how some of your young players come along, like Joe Fagan, Reese Emgarten. You've had to rely on some freshmen, William Scram as well, yeah. Andrew Bommert. How have these guys gone on throughout the season as their playing time has been needed?
Yeah, the group of freshmen has really done a good job. We've had to put them in some situations that's really pretty unfair for freshmen. You know, boys and girls are different. It's a lot easier for girls to step in and compete at a high level as freshmen, and once in a while on the boys' side, but it's not very common. And there's a group of really good basketball players that, you know, when they get physically mature and a little more experienced, they're going to be really good. But right now, you know, they're playing against juniors and seniors, and they've really made the best of that situation.
Yeah. And so what's the message to the team here? Playoffs at home, you know, CAM, the confidence has got to be high because you won the first time around, but you got to come out and bring it again.
Yeah, just an opportunity to go compete. It's nice, you know, being the higher seed. We get one last home game for the seniors. So just, you know, come ready to compete, have a little pride in playing on your home court, you know, and try to advance. You know, it's win or go home for everybody. What happened in the regular season, what everybody's records are pretty irrelevant at this time. You got to just go execute what you do well as well as you can, and try to take the other team's strengths away. So, you know, that's a good thing about the, not only our young guys, but our upperclassmen. It's just, it's a real competitive group. You know, we know we have certain disadvantages, you know, with size and things like that. But, you know, we do our best to try to find different angles to minimize those weaknesses and then just allow them to go out and compete. And they do a really good job of doing that.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck tonight against Cam. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Chris.
Lance Skating, head coach for ACGC with us here on our Outfitters Plus outlet store on KS95.